What do you think about Trump's proposed budget for the EPA?
Well, what we called those budgets at EPA, we used to call them Prez Buds. And I think we need to keep in mind presidents' budgets typically are not the budget that actually gets passed. So what do I think about a proposal? And that's all it is, to cut EPA as deeply as the Trump administration proposes. I think it's terrible. It is a real shot at the agency and its work. It doesn't value or speak to the values EPA has given to the country at large. And I think, frankly, there's no evidence, no data, no nothing that suggests people support that kind of cut. I think most people in America appreciate the water's cleaner, the air's cleaner, toxic waste sites are cleaned up, Superfund sites are now being used for redevelopment. EPA touches people at the community level, and I think most people who see that, see the work, support it, support the agency. So, quite frankly, I think Congress will probably take the Prez Bud and put it aside and then work on a budget that is at least reflective of what EPA does for the country.
And how would cutting the EPA's funding in the way that the budget is proposing impact New England?
Several ways. One big cut that they're talking about is getting rid of what we call geographical programs. These are the programs that have really taken EPA's work to a different level where we actually connect with communities or we're connected with communities. So, for example, the Narragansett Bay program. It's at one point, it was as large as over $1 million years ago. It came back to about 600,000. It's grown lately. But it is the program that actually connects all the agencies and the federal government around what we're going to do holistically about Narragansett Bay. It's a well-funded program. It's been supported by the congressional delegation over the years, starting with Senator Chafee, Senator Pell, to Senator Reid, Senator Whitehouse. A lot of work supporting that program. Well, the Trump budget would cut that. Not only that, it would cut the new Southern New England program, which was a lot more money in the neighborhood of $5 million a year, which was there to help do projects to restore and develop the value of the coastal environment from Chatham to Westerly. So these kinds of extras that have been built into the EPA budget over many decades to help everyone connect to the mission and do practical, smart things about saving our estuaries, our coastal systems, those would be lost. So that would be huge. The other thing that would be cut is probably money to states. Rhode Island depends on money from EPA to implement its environmental program. Those kind of cuts would seriously impact Rhode Island's DEM and other agencies' ability to do their job, including Rhode Island Department of Public Health.
What kind of things would these Rhode Island agencies not be able to do?
Well, it's hard to say as we speak because they would have to sort of sort out what the priorities are. But to give you an example, the Clean Air Program, one example is cutting back on air monitoring. Well, there's no program that EPA and Rhode Island DEM does that's more important to the public health of Rhode Islanders. One serious problem in our region is ozone. So understanding how air pollution is affecting us is a core human life commitment EPA and Rhode Island DEM performs. If those cuts that they were talking about would inevitably mean cutting monitoring to know what the problem really is. Water monitoring is the other piece. No place loves its bay and rivers more than the state of Rhode Island. Everyday Rhode Islanders are connected to these resources. Again, to not know the state and condition of these resources and what the decisions need to be to protect them going forward in time is a big deal.
I'm speaking with Kurt Spaulding. He's the former head of the EPA's New England office and just joined Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society. We're talking about Trump's proposed budget cuts for the EPA and how that could affect Rhode Island and the New England region. What would these cuts mean for the regional offices? Should they be worried?
Oh, regional offices should be very worried. Early proposals, and they're all very public, they've been reported on, talked about less regional offices for EPA. The idea of cutting regional offices, and they were talking about taking them from 10 to 8, cutting regional laboratories, and that's really a risk for New England right now because the federal government, the Office of Management Budget, has said they want all regional, all federal offices out of leased facilities, and the EPA laboratory in New England is in a leased building. So if nothing happens, that laboratory will lose its lease in 2020 or 2021, which is not that far away. So if this regime continues, this leadership at OMB especially, and wanting to make these deep cuts, the physical capabilities of the agency, the laboratories, the regional offices, they're at risk. And that's what's made EPA special, as I just said, the ability to reach down into communities and do work, whether it's environmental justice communities or it's communities with Superfund sites or local pollution problems. With the monies I just spoke about, the extra monies that we've done with the Southern New England program and the Bay program, all of these things are at risk if you lose capability or lose physical presence that a regional office represents.
So what should the budget look like for it to be more acceptable?
Well, I have a pretty deep experience with this because even during the Obama administration, the House of Representatives cut the president's budget every year. So EPA, even during the Obama administration, was running with a level budget, somewhere around $8 billion. And the fact is, if you go every year with the same amount of money, it's actually about a 3 to 5% cut. So even during my tenure there, which was 7 years, probably for five of them, we were forced to cut budgets because they just level funded us. An appropriate EPA budget right now, I would suggest, would be at least enough to cover what is in place right now, which would be not only the base budget, but maybe 5% more. That's not a big increase. That just keeps you running in place because of the commitments to people and pensions and all the things it needs to keep a budget running.
Thank you so much, Kurt.
Well, thank you, Avery. I'm pleased to be here and love to come back.
That was Kurt Spaulding. He's the former head of the Environmental Protection Agency's New England office and just joined Brown University to teach at the school's Institute for Environment and Society.